Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Jean-Pascal Bos, Chief Executive Officer of Bos Group, will be discussing Group's 2010 half-year financial results. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment and give you additional information on the Bos Group half-year 2010 results published today, as well as about our latest views for the remainder of the year 2010. With me today, I would like to introduce Mr. Christian Budry, our Chief Financial Officer, and Joseph Santoro, our Investor Relations Manager and Group Treasurer. I start with the assumption that all of you had the chance to review at least the press release, which was issued early this morning, and also the mid-year full report. Both documents are available on our website. As a reminder, from January 1st, 2010, the group has been reorganized by technological processes and reports accordingly under two machines business units, namely Business Unit Sheetfed and Business Unit Webfed, and one business unit dedicated to parts and service activities. As far as the customers are concerned, the sales organization continues, of course, to be organized by customer industry as before, namely folding carton, corrugated board, and flexible materials. We are focusing to establish a stronger presence within our local entities for customer focus, employees' motivation, and market presence. In order to facilitate your analysis, we have restated the June 2009 figures by business units also. This restatement was established on the basis of best knowledge of the detailed new organization at the time of its preparation. The figures have to be considered as an approximation because they derive from an adaptation of the restatement prepared for full year 2009, also shown in this 2010 half-year report. As an introduction, let me give you some additional comments on the first half-year results of 2010, which, compared to the first half 2009, show a strong improvement according to our plans of actions. It also confirms the general progressive recovery of the worldwide economic situation generally reported. The consolidated turnover as of 30th of June 2010, amounting to Swiss franc 560 million, shows a recovery compared to the one year ago of +23.3% before exchange rate. It confirms the improvement of the order backlog already announced to you in March of this year. We had told you that the backlog was, at the end of March 2010, about 20% higher than the one of the beginning of 2009. The negative currency impact on the turnover was essentially due to the decline of the euro against the Swiss franc. I remind also that there was no change of consolidation scope influencing the published figures. The 108 million Swiss francs volume increase, or 23.3%, is due to the Business Unit Sheetfed for 46.6% and BU Services +14.9%. Of course, the comparison is made with the crisis year 2009. The Business Unit Services volume progressed for both parts sales +15.1% and service products +13.9%. The Business Unit Webfed reports a decline of turnover of 10.9 million Swiss francs, or -8.1%, but the backlog of orders to be shipped and invoiced in 2010 is in line with the budget objectives and will cover the production plan in full during the second half of the year. At the operating profit level, will be given as follows. The market is still under price pressure and remains a buyer market. We have a good improvement from operating profit from -79.3 million for 2009 compared to -27.3 million for 2010. Our guidance will be for the full year, positive underlying operating profit results expected for 2010, thanks to progressive recovery of the worldwide economy, as well as the first results of the group transformation program. The backlog level at the end of July 2010 and the turnover guidance for the full year. The backlog level at the end of July 2010 is 40% higher than the one of the 1st of January 2010. This backlog improvement makes us confident to say that we should be able to get a full year 2010 turnover between 1.25 billion and 1.3 billion. Most of the regions worldwide are improving for Bob's Group, as well each product has increased his market share during first semester 2010. Americas, strong level of activity in North and South America, thanks to incentives for our customers, as well as strong activities from a recovering economy. Europe, very volatile, some countries very active and others much more in a process of recovery. Is it due to local government rules, uncertainty of the trends? Very difficult to predict. Asia, strong rebound since early 2010. Bob's Group takes some advantage of this situation, but not fully because of the product portfolio. The group transformation and restructuring. We confirm that we are on track with our action plan 2010, but that the workload increase in all production sites has changed our plans and request an update for 2011 ambitions. The target of 100 million savings by run rate 2011 remains for the moment. About the amount of savings which was pre-announced to you in March, as Swiss francs 45 to 55 million for 2010, we need to have finished and closed full year 2010 accounts to determine it carefully. Indeed, the year is quite unbalanced in terms of volume between the two semesters. The exchange rate influence are big this year, and the favorable economical evolution has also some impacts. We are also working on our balance sheets, and even if the volume of activity is increasing, our targets for working capital remain. I hope these explanations are useful to you. Thank you for your attention, and I'm now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star or the asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone touchpad. We will take the questions in the order that they are received, and we'll take as many as the time permits. Caroline Price from Caprice Management is online with a question.
Yes, hello. I was wondering, I have a few questions. The first one is whether Bob's will have to pay any rent on the property being transferred in Pleilly, or if that is not going to be the case. And then my next question, it's again regarding the sale of the property. Have you an estimate of the tax which will arise on the disposal of the real estate? And then in terms of your outlook where you said as of today at constant exchange rates, you know, that the sales could be higher than the $1.25 billion. Which exchange rate, which which exchange rate are you basing it on when you say constant exchange rates? Is that the exchange rate at the end of December of 09 or at the end of June or at the rate we're at now? Could you just clarify, please? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Caroline, and good morning. For one of those questions, I will give the word to Christian Budé, who, in fact, for the first question, handled completely the sales of Prix. And I can just explain and express our satisfaction of having sold the property to a very high level of price, which will cover a majority of the costs of the construction here in May. So please, Christian Budé, for the first question regarding the rent and the tax for the property of Prix.
Good morning, Caroline. We will not pay any rent for the buildings that we will use till middle of 2013, if needed.
Okay.
That's the first question. The second question is taxes on the gain of around 75 million. On cash basis, we will have no tax to pay on this gain. But on IFRS accounting, we will have to account deferred taxes for the future of around 24%. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Now, Karen, for the last question regarding the exchange rate, we can say that our outlook, 1.250 to 1.3 billion, is based on the current exchange rate, and we took 1.3 for euro and 1.02 for the dollar.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Patrick Raffaez from Bank Vontobel is online with a question.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a few questions. First, on the project, the team project, can you confirm that the total project, the costs which you indicated earlier this year are still valid, i.e. 180 million Swissies, of which 110 million for the building and 70 million for new machinery? And then on the cost savings, you said the 45 to 55 million could not or might not be reached this year, but the 100 million underlying improvements is still valid as a target. What are you, how big is the risk that you won't achieve the 100 million as of 2011 as well, given the, an ongoing dynamic development of the orders? And then a last question regarding taxes. You had 7.7 million of tax income. What should we expect here for the second quarter? Will you again have a positive tax income, or will you have a negative number on that line? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Raffaez. I will take the first two questions, and about the tax, I will give the word to Christian Budé. Regarding the investment for the team project in May, I can confirm the 110 million investment for the building and all logistics, and the 70 million for manufacturing equipment. About the cost savings now, what I want to say is that the group transformation program is on track, but the ambition we have to roll out some projects, as we have much more activity in some sites, might be deferred and other projects should be launched. And that our target still remain, as of today, the 100 million savings for next year, but we will have to come further with more explanations by December once we will have the full budget for next year and a better outlook for 2011. Do I respond to your question?
Yes, thank you.
And I pass the word to Christian Budé regarding the taxes and the outlook for that. Christian?
Yes. In reality, the taxes for 2010 will depend which legal entity will make a profit or losses. So it will not be very relevant this year. Due to the fact that we are telling you that we will be positive, of course we will have at least the 24% on around 75 million Swiss franc on the sale of Prii as taxes, and the other should be around zero. And for the long term, as told already, we will be always between 26 to 28%. Did I answer your question?
That's very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Charlie Serenbach from AWP is online with a question.
Hello. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Good afternoon.
That's just a question of understanding. The others were answered already. You wrote this morning you have a positive, a negative influence of 15 million Swiss francs due to the transformation costs, but a positive influence of 75 million. So this is on the EBIT, a positive influence stays of 60 million Swiss francs. Is this correct? This is on EBIT, huh?
Christian Budry, CFO of the group, answering directly to you. So 15 and the 75 million that we have in our press release, it's just to inform you what will happen the second half. It's not included in the first half of this year. What is included in the first half of this year is 1.2 million of transformation cost from the 15 that we had.
Mm-hmm.
We said for the whole full year we will have 15 million, and we had already 1.2 in our accounts at half year.
Yeah. So can you say how much the positive influence for the full year will be, or in the second half then?
So it's 75 million on operating results. 75 million Swiss franc minus the 13 to 14 million,
okay,
of extraordinary cost, transformation cost.
Thank you.
Thomas Baumann from MZB is online with a question.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a number of questions, and I go on until you stop me, if you allow me. I'm sorry. First question goes to the Lean project, and more Lean than team, actually. Back in March, you showed us quite impressive pilots with stunning productivity gains, i.e. I remember the cabinet production and so on. Can you give us an update on that? Have you decided to further roll it out, and have the preliminary target, have those been met, and what is your experience there?
Sure. So for the Lean project, we can say that we confirm the willingness and the strategy. We will finalize the full impact, let's say, forecast over the next 3 years within our business plan update by the end of this year. And team and Phoenix is very linked together, because thanks to this project, we were able not to build an extension of one of the production hall, which is already a very, very good sign and shows you our willingness to transform the group up to the end. The second phase will also be Dutch France activity early next year, not this year, because of resources constraints and workload. But the numbers and what you have seen when you were here in May last time is confirmed, and we keep going.
Okay, that's very positive then. My second question goes to the EBIT margin targets that you had actually before the recession hit us all. I recall 11 to 13% by 2011 to 2015. I understand that these targets will be postponed on the timeline. Can you give us an update there? Do you have an idea by when you intend to reach this target? And I understand that the 11 to 13% EBIT margin target still stays.
Yeah, it's a very good question, but of course, unfortunately today we cannot change or give you more information. We will work on that and try to give you more guidance by December meeting when we meet in Zurich.
Okay.
It's too early today, sorry.
No worries. Checking. Next goes to probably Christian. You showed us, or you said that the FX impact on sales was minus 14.1 million in sales. Can you give us an idea what the impact on EBIT was? Or maybe there is the number somewhere, but I didn't see it. So what is the impact on EBIT from exchange rate fluctuations, please?
You're asking me a question that I don't have the answer with me because we were never asked and we never publish it. What we can say without giving you more details, but you can phone, call us later and we will look. We have less impact than on the turnover due to the fact that we buy. Even if we produce in Switzerland, we have some purchasing in euro. Mm-hmm. Okay? So it's less, I will say more or less around 8 million. But I am taking that from my head without my papers in front of me.
Okay, so I understand there is a natural hedge, but not to the full extent.
Yes.
Okay. In your guidance, you're saying now that the full year 2010 EBIT will be positive. Can you say, I mean, obviously services will be or remain positive, I hope. Can you also say that the both sheet fed and web fed will be positive from what you see today, or will be the differences?
So we cannot be as precise today, but... we don't believe each business unit will be able to be positive in 2010 based on the level of activities. You should know that in some areas, for example, if you take Gravure or Flexo in the web-fed activity or the Sliter, some product line had a very unbalanced year. One started 2010 very busy already, but some, the first quarter was very quiet still, and the pickup of the activity started really in February, March, and of course this unbalanced year will have an impact on the bottom line. So that's today we are working on that, but for 2010 certainly each product business unit will not be positive.
If you allow me, Jean-Pascal, just for an explanation, the product mix of the web. Web-fed will be difficult to reach a break-even.
Okay, so because of the product mix, it's going to be tough for web-fed to...
Yes.
Yeah, because if you look at Flexo, and yes. we can speak more after that or another day, but if you look at the aggregation and what we try to launch, and as I said already, we launch a new product in March, April for Fischer and Krecke in Germany. You need some time to get the market share, get the benefit, get the cost down, and so on. And all with all this restructuring, synergies between product lines, move of people, we said that the first semester 2010 will be a huge. I mean, the main focus will be to coordinate and put those people together so you don't really gain in numbers and you lose or you spend time and you are not that efficient, of course, because changes take time. I'm sure the future will be much better if the overall economy allows us to build and deliver what we want. However, for today, we cannot foresee in this business unit in the break-even level.
Okay, so the old problem child called Flexible Materials has a new name and it's called WebFed now.
Sorry
for that remark.
It's not correct.
It's not correct?
And you will understand more in December why I say that.
Okay. Other income and expenses on the financial side, Christian, what's behind that? What's about this positive 8 million? I rather saw that you had a negative impact from FX, but can you explain that?
No, it's you know that IFRS asks us to book the sales at the exchange rate of the day of the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And we hedge. And yeah, that's a profit of the hedging that we are making.
Okay.
Okay, so you have less operating result, mm-hmm, but you have more financial income.
Okay. You said the restructuring cost, 1.2 million, I mean, it's tiny still, but can you split it just roughly for WebFed and SheetFed, please?
It was not significant, and we have not done it.
Okay. Last question, can you say who was the buyer of Pre?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. On the main buyer of the biggest part is SICPA.
SICPA.
SICPA is an industry, okay, and Inc. worldwide for money.
Okay. Yeah.
And they had an interest to go from 250 people to 700 people.
Okay, that's your neighbor already, as far as.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's the main. We have two buyers, but the other one is just a small portion.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much, gentlemen. That's all from my side.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Antonio Ligi from Bloomberg News is online with a question.
Hi. Just wanted to follow up on something before. If I understood you correctly, you said you're having full year sales of 1.25 to 1.3 billion this year, and that your order intake rose 40% from the end of the year. Can you give an absolute figure and at how much order stands as of June 30, and how that compares to a year ago? And as you said, you expect to reach positive EBIT this year. What does it mean for a net income? Will you reach a net income this year?
So from me, thank you very much for your question. The first part, from a turnover perspective, we don't provide exactly the percentage of the unbalanced year, but you know Bob's group, and you see, and we are almost on track, maybe on the low level of unbalanced situation between H1 and H2 2010. And as I said, we use the current exchange rate, which in fact shows that the guidance 1.250, 1.3, something we should be able to achieve. So we are more, I'm not saying on safe side, but something we should be able to do. On the net income, I did not, can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to know if you will be able to reach a net income this year, and
okay,
what range can we expect?
Okay, thank you. So, of course, you have to understand that by selling the premises of Pre, of course, we will have a benefit. But what we see also is that from the operation perspective, the underlying results, we are targeting today a break-even situation, which is our target. We said as soon as possible, and today we see that 2010 might be the right time. Voilà. So you know that we
have... Sorry, just to understand you correctly. So you expect to have a net income in 2010?
Yes, sir. We sold Pre for 75 million Swiss franc as extraordinary profit, and that will be... voilà.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mark Webb from Argus Managers is online with a question.
Hello there, this is Mark St. John Webb at Argus. I just had a question regarding the long-term impact of the very strong Swiss franc we have today. Can you just give us a reminder of the percentage of manufacturing now at Pri and Mex, and what you percentage of manufacturing you have outside of Swiss franc zone, and compare that to where your clients are, and also give us an idea of your direct competitors, which currency base they're in.
Thank you for the question. It's not a simple one.
No.
First of all, we a big portion, if you want, of the business unit SheetFed is produced in Switzerland for the high range and high technology, and the business unit Sheetfed as other for the entry level production sites, Brazil and China mainly. So for the risk of the Swiss franc, I believe we have to still evaluate and think about what will be the threshold or the limit where for us it's still competitive, or there we will have problems. As Christian Brudy said, we are buying quite a lot in euro, so this is a positive side from BOFST. Of course, we do consolidate cost in euro for our facilities in euro, so this is on the overall consolidation positive, but at the end of the day, the pricing for the end user will have to increase, and this is negative. So we can say that from a production point of view, we have about 40% in the Swiss franc zone, if you want, and about 60% in euro for what we are talking about, the footprint in Europe. The selling, of course, is different. As you know, the selling, we do sell in Swiss francs, not only in Switzerland, but in some countries directly in the world. So you can count of selling with 25% of sales in Swiss franc, 50% of sales in euro, and 25% of sales in US dollar. Is it enough, and does it answer your question?
Yes, it does. I was just trying to go back to your figure of 40% in Swiss francs and 60% in euros. I was also looking for the figure of what percentage of total manufacturing is in Switzerland, not just of your costs.
Well, I think the best evaluation we can give you today is for the European footprint is 40% is what you can count on. You should know that our competitors are mainly in Eurozone. You know those names, and of course you should look at which product line are we producing in Switzerland and which one we are producing in Italy, Germany and France, which is quite difficult to exchange now in a few minutes on the conference call.
Okay, so does the very strong rise in the Swiss franc lead to any slight alterations in your strategy?
Today, absolutely not. Again, if you recall, the dollars 10 years ago, 15 years ago, was at 1.7 against the Swiss franc, and today it's 1-1. And, okay, we were able to cope and digest this evolution. Of course, now the euro continued to go down in a very rapid time frame. That will have an impact for the BOFST Group. To some extent because of development here. Now, the question and the willingness for the group to reduce our cost base and introduce lean should help us to cope with some of those, which means lean strategy means also to develop much more suppliers, tier one, tier two, and those suppliers are not in the Swiss currency but more on the euro currency. So today I cannot tell you more on what might be the impact if in 2 years from now it will be at 1.2 or 1.3 against the Swiss franc. But certainly today we keep our strategy, we look for a mid to long term, we cannot react because the currency is changing for one quarter or one semester.
Okay, fantastic. I've got another sort of very small question, and I'm sure you'll think it's far too early to ask this question, but it's likely now that you're going to publish a reasonable net profit figure thanks to the capital gain on Prix. When you decide paying out your dividend, do you pay a dividend out based on your profit capacity based on the operating profit, or if you make a capital gain on Prix, as you will do, and publish a good net profit, will you pay part of that out as a dividend?
No. We will look really at the true operation results and not on the extraordinary gain.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Caroline Price from Caprice Management is back online with a question.
Yes, thank you. The other questions I had related to how you managed to improve the day sales outstanding so dramatically, if it was more timing or if there was any adjustment in how you proceeded with collections, because receivables barely rose despite your good sales development. And then if there's any qualitative remarks you can make on personnel numbers. You already had a reduction of close to 250 people in the first half, and given the good order intake, do you think that we should expect for 2010 that not to expect much more in terms of headcount reduction? Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline. I will take your last question, then pass the word to Christian for the receivables. On the personal perspective, you're right. We went from end of 2008 or 1st January 2009. We have reduced by 700 headcounts in the group. And of course, today with the activity, we are hiring temporary people, and we have stopped some of our restructuring projects to be able to cope with the workload. But on the other side, that will not stop our strategy to continue to transform the group. So our big challenge today is, of course, readjust some plan of actions to make sure that we can deliver and cope with the increase of business, which is very good. On the other side, we have to continue to streamline and reduce our break-even points. So yes, your guess by saying that we will not reduce more this second half of the year is correct. We will continue to have some increase in temporary people, and that will be our philosophy while we continue to be very strict in hiring new capacity, as you can imagine. I will pass the word to Christian regarding the receivables.
Yes, Caroline, on receivable, but we can also speak about inventories. As you know, since a few years, we have launched different groups, teams to reduce inventories and receivable. And the receivable is just the result of the huge work done by this team and looking at each receivable and trying to get the money, the cash, as quickly as possible inside of our group. And if you take the inventory, knowing that June is always a very strong month, even if we are higher by around 20 million compared to December 2009 in inventories, what we can say it's a very good result, knowing that in the past we had a huge increase at mid-year, and knowing that the second half of the year will be much stronger, that we are working on machine. We have a lot of machine where we are working in working in progress. So it's a huge result, and we will continue, as we told in our press release, to get a better working capital.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fabrizio Cataneo from Pictet Asset Management is online with a question.
Yes, hello. A few questions on my side. First of all, coming back on 2011 savings, if you can state again what savings we expect to achieve in 2011, and especially what you can retain on the EBIT level, so not the savings that you actually achieve and then you lose them because you have price pressure or a number of adverse elements on your P&L. So what can actually improve your EBIT at the end of the day, what you expect for 2011. And then if you, at the same time, still expect the possibilities, even small, to have restructuring costs or whatever sort, again in 2011. Then I wanted to ask you, given the fact that you say underlying EBIT positive for the whole year 2010, That implies a major improvement, of course, compared to the loss EBIT of the first half. In the second half, on the margins, on the operating margins level, it's not yet normalized, but we are at the level of around, let's say, 5%. Do you see this as sustainable also for 2011, since you see your backlog improving substantially? You speak to your clients, your rather late cyclicality. Can you make a qualitative statement of the sustainability of these margins going into 2011? And finally, on your transaction that you announced on the sale of the real estate, can you again clarify the cash flow impact and net income at the end of the day, book value impact that you have, including tax for the P&L, and when, at what fiscal year you have this? Thanks.
Thank you. So I will start from a various perception. I will start with your last question, if I may, from pre. You should know that we are still in pre until the end of 2012. We have signed this contract with a flexible time frame, because when you make this huge transformation and transition, you don't know today if it's 18 months, 24, or 28 months you need for some activities, and we cannot stop the production, the manufacturing, of course. For office, it's quite simple, but for production, we are talking about much more challenges and difficulties. So, of course, the cash flow and the income, the new owner of the land will pay once we are leaving the building. So that will come from 2011-2012 progressively, while as soon as we leave a building, they will pay what they get from open space to use. This is the agreement we have with the buyer. On the underlying EBIT and the customers, first of all, from the market, yes, we see a recovery of the economy. We see much more activity, and we said it already, an increase of 20% last in March. However, what we see also is some postponement or discussions in some sub-regions of this of the world. And each region is a bit different, of course, but our concern is more, is this recovery sustainable? How long our customers will be really busy, because first they have to be busy, they have to make money, and then they are ready to invest. And we will know more. We have in 3 weeks here a major event to launch 8 novelties in Lausanne. It's the first time we make a Bob's Group event with about 1,000 customers coming here, looking at new those novelties. And we will know also more how eager our customers to invest in new technologies. This is again a step forward for innovation, a step forward to show that Bob's Group has a real dynamic in innovation, even if we went through the crisis. And I'm sure those customers should recognize the benefit they can get. Now you look at the dollar zone, North America. What will be 2011 mood to invest? If you know, I will be very happy to understand. For us today, it's very difficult, but 2010 is very positive for us in this region, and we take advantage of that. So basically, we do have some price pressure, of course. I said it, it's a buying market. It's really tough for a machine manufacturer. However, today we are taking market share and not losing, and the Bob's philosophy is not to buy market share, but to defend our technology, our differences, our hedge on productivity, and we are striving and looking for that. We did not change our strategy. Now for 2011, run rate savings, today, as I said, it's too early. We still keep as an ambition 100 million savings, recurrent savings. And we don't want to have these savings eaten by price erosion. But of course, this is what we know today. we are working for during the next months to evaluate to our best knowledge what will be the plan of action for 2011, and then we will be able to say much more in December once we have this picture.
And no more restructuring costs expected?
We had a few, no, Christian? 2011.
No, for the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, please press star or asterisk followed by one if you have a question. There appear to be no further questions. I'd like to hand the meeting back to Mr. Bobs for his closing remarks.
Thank you for your questions and interest. 2010 remains, as usual, a quiet imbalance between the two semesters for Bobs Group. This means that the second half 2010 will be stronger. The exchange rate situation with a quite low euro against the Swiss franc brings some additional worries, but fortunately, the increasing demand compensates and enables to see the future positively. All our efforts in order to transform the group, organizational changes and synergies, group technologies, growth and operation excellence will certainly bring their fruits also and enable the restore as soon as possible a durable and sustainable profitability. Thank you for your attention and see you all in Zurich on Wednesday, the 8th of December, for our traditional update on the full year activity.
Thank you, Mr. Bobs. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference. On behalf of the Bobs Group, thank you for participating.